City Parks and Rec manager Lynn Brandon has fans, and they turned out to lobby the assembly to continue to fund her position. Assembly members maintain that the decision whether or not to fund the job was not at all personal. Members of the public who testified, however, thought Brandon's loss would cost Sitka more than the assembly realized.
I'm Hans von Rakowski, the chairman of the Parks and Recreation Committee, and I've come before you before to support this position. And Lynn has brought in over $3 million in grants for the program.
I'm John Stein, and I support adding back in the manager's position for Parks and Rec. I just think it's a specialized area, and we've done really well with that position in place.
Mary Stevenson, when you take a person as qualified as she, who's put in a lot of hours and knows a lot of things that are in the pipeline to be done, and then to totally yank her out July 1st, she's bringing the intelligence, the expertise of her position, and it's a big void should she be gone.
This was about the full extent of public testimony over the course of 3 hours of deliberation on the budget. The assembly convened in a special meeting before its regular meeting, but spent much of that time trying to figure out how to tackle the list of 28 proposed cuts. Assemblymember Mike Reif.
And I think the worst part of our job when we look at this decrement list is there's real people attached to each one of these positions. I have to look at you in the face if I decide to vote against funding this.
Tor Christensen suggested moving the decision about the Parks and Rec manager to the bottom of the list, and the rest of the assembly agreed. But by that time, the one-hour special meeting was over with no formal action, and it would take another 2 hours of regular assembly business to get back to the budget. In this second round, things move faster. Taking the list of the administrator's cuts or decrements, the assembly restored funding for summer groundskeepers at $56,000. They put back a $264,000 cost of living adjustment for all city staff. They returned over $43,000 to the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tor Christensen advocated for the SCVB.
If anything that's going to increase our tax revenue, that's it. I mean, and frankly, I'd like to see us get much more aggressive towards all types of visitors, you know, not just cruise ships, but, you know, the everybody from ecotourism to charter boats.
The assembly also restored $20,000 cut from the Sitka Historical Museum. Mayor Cheryl Westover said the Historical Society and the Visitors Bureau work together as an economic engine and their own little enterprise group. The assembly also put back $26,000 cut from the library. Christensen said Kettleson was probably the single most popular thing in the city. Assemblymember Mim McConnell, who also heads up the nonprofit Easter Group, saw the library in a different light.
Yeah, we don't have a homeless shelter in town, and the library is kind of our surrogate homeless shelter. It's a safe place for people to hang out. So the longer hours we can have there, the better.
Phyllis Hackett observed that it wasn't only the homeless who sought shelter in the library. Cruise visitors were so frequent, she thought the city should use state head tax monies to support the facility. Hackett also argued for restoring $32,000 cut from the city's annual appropriation to nonprofits. Eventually, the assembly got back to the two proposed layoffs, the Parks and Rec manager and a half-time customer service representative in the finance department. Finance Director Jay Sweeney said the loss of the employee, who was just hired earlier this spring, would be bearable, but it would mean reducing hours at the city's customer service counter to noon to 3 p.m. weekdays. The assembly thought that was poor service and restored $25,000 for the position. Parks and Rec manager Lynn Brandon spoke on her own behalf when asked if she planned to push for new park infrastructure or to maintain what Sitka already has. Brandon said she had collaborated with TrailWorks to spend $800,000 in state transportation funding to continue upgrades to the cross trail. She said the department was not in a growth mode.
My main mission for the next year is to try to get money to rehabilitate our playgrounds, which are very substandard. Once again, another safety issue for the city and borough. So we are trying to create a system of sustainable and safe park areas.
The assembly put funding for Brandon's job back on the list at a total cost of $94,000. In order to meet budget deadlines, the assembly will hold a special meeting next Tuesday to hear this amended budget on first reading and to consider two proposed sales tax ordinances that have been repeatedly postponed until now, the end of the senior sales tax exemption and an increase in the $1,000 sales tax cap. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.